Namaste, 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 nam रखया जाया सत्रम स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्र समस्तता सत्यम स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्रात्मा असथा
Nainishe.
In the forest known as Nainishad on you.
In the forest known as
Nainishad
on you.
Anime
Kutri. You can see this Nainishad on you. It's still. It's very nice place. Just like Vrindavan, Prayag, Haridwar, there are hundreds of nice places. Such creatures like Bhagavad Gita. So this Nainisharana is still there. The railway station is now called Ninsha. It is about 100 miles from Lucknow. And people go there, very excellent position for spiritual advancement. There are many temples like Vrindavan and there. Nainisharana.
The spot which is especially a favorite of Vishnu, who does not close his eyelids.
The spot which is especially a favorite of
Vishnu. Our eyes, we have got closing. Eyes closed. But Vishnu's eyes never close. Therefore, it is called Animisha. Now, Gopi means Kalyan Brahma. That's why he has awarded us this nonsense eyes. Sometimes closing the eye, we cannot see Krishna. This is Gopi's desire. They want to see Krishna always without being disturbed by the eyelids. This is Krishna consciousness. The moment the eyes are being closed by the eyelids is intolerable by them. This is perfection of Krishna. They condemn me. Brahma did not know how to create. Yes, why he has created this eyelid? This is Krishna. Because only then, here in this material world, our eyes are made like that. It must close for a moment, again. Not more for a moment, for hours. We want to close our eyes for hours. That is our disease. But in the spiritual world, there is no closing of the eyes.
Rishaya. The sages. Sholaka. Adaya. Headed by the sage Sholaka. Sastram sacrifice. Swaradaya. The Lord who is glorified in heaven. Lokaya. And for the devotees who are always in touch with the Lord. Sahasra. 1,000.
Samam.
Years. Asata. Performed. Translation.
Samamasata. They were performing the sacrifice for 1,000 years. How they were ever to do, because in those days, in his Pitaju, Pitaju is, or in Shattuju, they need to leave for 100,000. In Pitaju, 10,000 of years. And in the Dapaju, 1,000 of years. And now, in the Kaliju, 100 years. That also not complete. Nobody can complete 100 years. And it is reducing. Maybe our forefathers or grandfathers might have lived for 100 years. But we are not living so much. And gradually, our children, our grandchildren, they will gradually reduce their span of life. So much so that at the end of Kali Yuga, if a man could live for 20 to 30 years, he would be considered grand old man. Yes. We are reducing. But normally we are living for so many years. Alpuhaisa. Prahena alpuhaisa. Prahena. Almost everyone is short span of life. Prayana alpuyayasa. Kalo was changing his anarchy. Kalo, in this age, kalo. It is not for a particular nation or party or religion. Everyone is subjected to the laws of nature. So, in this Kali Yuga, the duration of life, the span of life will be gradually reduced. Memory will be reduced. Strength will be reduced. Mercifulness will be reduced. In this way, now it is the age of reduction, not increase. So prahena alpayusa kalavasmi jana. People in this age are of short span of life. And Munda. Munda means all faulty, all slow. Munda, too many. Either it takes slow, actually that Munda. Munda means faulty, so many faults. And slow means slow in spiritual realization. Slow. The human form of life is meant for spiritual realization. That is the distinction between human form of life and animal form of life. The animals are not interested or they do not know what is spiritual life. But the human form of life, which develops consciousness, is meant for understanding our identification. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about our spiritual identity. That is real business. So in that line of thought, we are Munda. Munda means very slow. All right, we shall take it later on. Now I have got strength. Let me enjoy senses. Then we shall see later on. That is called Munda. Not serious. That spiritual life is essential. It is very serious subject matter. That I am covered by this material body and I am changing one after another. And if I do not know what the next change is going to happen, either cat or dog or tree, we are not at all interested. There is no such education in the university. The transmigration of the soul, the eternity of the soul, what is the aim of life. Therefore, Munda Sumanna Matayo Sumanna, their philosophy is still more bad. They are simply thinking on the body concept of life. Cat is philosophy. Dog philosophy, frog philosophy. This is very important.
and they're passing on as philosophy. Not philosophy, we have discussed enough. And that to our head, the fog is informed. Oh, there is Atlantic Ocean. What is that? A very big span of water. So he's calculating how big. So he's in the 3 feet. He's saying maybe 4 feet. No, very big. No, very big. 1, 5, 4, 6, 7 million. Oh, where is your calculator? Similarly, this speculator has that thing is gone. But he has gone. He may be like me, clearly, all right. No, you are not God. All right, God may be little more than me. Little more intelligent. This is fog philosophy. And when they hear, jasraikanishtasutakalamathavalammadjeevantilomabiladajagadannanatha, all the investors are coming out in the bidding period of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is partial representation of Krishna. Oh, these are all stories. Even they are informed about the capacity of God. They tell you the story. This is the position. That was small long time. They are philosophy, they are opinion, they are all kindness. Mandasa manda matayo. Manda bhagya. Mostly unfortunate. Mostly. They cannot get even the primary necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In your country, the British Empire, the Empress Queen, or so many people are lying on the street. Mundabhagya. And they can get all the facilities of life, but because unfortunate, they're lying on the street. In America, such a big nation, with everything complete, no scarcity, so many hippies. Mandabhagya, unfortunate. If one is unfortunate, you cannot make him correct. Karna. You cannot check one's unfortunateness. If one's unfortunate position can be changed, that is only by Krishna consciousness. There is one other way. You cannot make any philanthropic work and change the fortune of any person. No. That is not possible. Tavattana vritana tadukekshitana. These are very nicely discussed. Balasaneha sarava nishin pitaro nishin. It is not that because a child has got his father and mother, he is happy, he should be happy. No. In spite of rich father and mother, he must be unhappy, just like this hippie. In spite of their friends, their grandparents, they're all very rich, but they're lying on the street. In stone clothes, see? What? They're condemned. Condemned by God. So to take it on. So, simply by having rich father and mother does not mean that he'll be happy. No. If he's unfortunate, in spite of having rich father and mother, killed them. Mahalasthani hasaranam pitaro nisinga. Nattasya chagada mudan natamadjato nao. Nattasya one is suffering from disease. It is not that because she is given the help of good physician and first-class medicine, you'll be cured. No, there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. We have seen first-class medicine, first-class physician employed for curing or by dies. So we have manufactured so many counteracting. The scientists, they are very much proud. that we are now manufacturing counteracting medicine. But what is your counteracting medicine for stopping death and disease? Disease is happening. You cannot manufacture any medicine that one tablet I said, I shall never be diseased, or I shall never die. That is not possible. You are manufacturing some medicine for some disease, or like that disease is cured by another disease. Just like in India, there are malaria or some disease in your country, there is cancer. This disease, you are rich man. The disease is also very rich. India poverty system, this happens only little malaria, that's all. Are you a rich? Oh, you have got cancer, there is no cure. That's all. This is disease, actually, to be studied. So, why did he that? Say, you may manufacture, you may invent so many nice things counteracting all this suffering. But, if you are neglected by Krishna, no counteraction will save. Tāvattana-vidāṁ, sadhu-vikṣitāṁ. If one is neglected by God, he cannot be saved. There is no. That is not possible.
Once in a holy place in the forest of Naimisharanya, great sages headed by the sage Shonaka assembled to perform a great 1,000-year sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord and his devotees.
That means anything, sacrifice, yagga. Yagga means Lord Vishnu. Yajnati karma annastra lupayam karma vandana. So, whatever we do, it must be done for Krishna. That is perfect. You do whatever you like, but do it for Krishna. Then that is perfect. It's like Arjuna was a fighter, expert in killing. So he was considering, why should I kill my own family member? Better stop. But Krishna encouraged him that he must kill. So that is yoga. Krishna, under the instruction of Krishna, Arjuna was engaged in killing act. But that is yoga. Because it is for Krishna, not for himself. For himself, he was denied to fight. But when he agreed to fight and kill on account of Krishna, it is called yagga. These secrets people do not know. They think that killing is very bad. That's all right. Killing, why killing? Even if you give charity, if you become beneficent, merciful, that is also not good. Unless you do it for Krishna. That's what Krishna is canvassing. Yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, yat tapasasi, yat dhrasijat, purushatat madattanam. Yat karosi. Everyone is engaged in some work. Yat karosi. Everyone is engaged in performing sacrifice. Juhosi. Everyone is liking to give him charity. He has got some money, he wants to make some charity. So Dadasi, everyone is eating. Dadasi. If you give me a prayer, thinking the Guru Maharaj will take some prasada, I eat everything. No prasada. You see, you are cheated. Krishna is not cheated. Krishna is eating everything and is still cheated. So what is your loss? What is your offer to Krishna? Why in the temple everyone can do it? At home, everyone is eating. Why not offer to Krishna? That is Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult. But the difficulty is that Krishna does not eat all nonsense. And one has to eat all nonsense. So therefore they are not. And they are afraid of becoming Krishna consciousness. Because they are forbidden. And Krishna says, Patram Kusram Parantuyam Jomi Vasya Apajachati. Krishna is limiting. He can eat everything. He can just like and Vrindavan, he swallowed the fire. So for Krishna to eat meat is not very difficult. He can eat. Because it's Krishna all powerful. But he is prescribed that give me this food. Just that he could call me at your house. He'll ask me, what can I offer you? So similarly, we have called Krishna. Krishna, please come and stay with us in this temple. So therefore we must give him food what he wants, not pleasing it. And it is clearly stated, Krishna said, all I give me, patram kusmam thalam soyam. Patram, vegetable, palam, fruits, toyam, milk, water. In this way, Krishna said, you give me this. So he gave him, and Krishna said, if it is offered with faith and love, I eat. So Krishna is saying, like that he does not eat, but we do not know how he is eating. That is a spiritual process. That is answered in the Brahma Sangha. Angami jasta sakalendriya vittimanti. Pashyanti, Pahanti, Kalayanti, Sikam, Yaganti. He has, because he is omnipotent. Every part of his body has got all the potencies of other parts of the body. Therefore, you offer a faith and love to Krishna. Krishna, simply by seeing, he can eat. Because, Angari, Krishna, Sakalendri, Vistimanti, we can see with our eyes. We cannot eat with our eyes. But Krishna can eat with his eyes. And he can see with his tongue. He can hear with his ear. That is his omnipotency. We say all his omnipotency. How is omnipotent when he discusses this thing? This is omnipotent. Every part of his body has got the potency of other. That is Krishna. Sannani jasya sabalandi yavittimanti pashyanti paanti kalayanti chiyan jaganti. What? Ananna chinmaya rasa sadu jala vigyas. Because his body is not this body, this material body. Ananna chin. Therefore don't think that here is Krishna. Stone. No. Because stone is also part of his body. So, this is the philosophy of Krishna, one has to learn. Angani jasya sakalendri vittimanti. So, this is not soul work, this is Krishna, personally present. We should worship Krishna. And he is personally present. Not if he thinks that it is strong, and then it is apurah, offense. Atyashilabhi gurusu naramati, to think of the beating, worshipable deity, a stone, a wood, to think of the spiritual master, ordinary human being, these are not allowed. Then he is not making progress. So in this way, these, jagva, sargaya loka, they perform jagva. That is our only business, to perform jagva. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, because everything is being done for Krishna, it is simply yoga. Nothing else. It is not karma. When it is karma, you are bound up by the results of karma. But if you perform yoga, you are not bound up. Karma nidhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Bhakti bhajam, those who are engaged in devotional service, they have no more any karma. Karma means if you do something, then it will have reaction, either good or bad. Yes, because everything is done for Krishna. I haven't got to enjoy a suffer for the result of that. Karman me bari karasti ma parishma. This is the letter. Thank you.